And I have a few more things I want to say to you and share with you this morning. And I invite you to bear with me in my connection. And if my video starts to go blurry, I'm going to reset it and we're going to keep going, okay? Just in the past couple of decades, since I used to sing that song in my youth group, so much has changed about what I believe, what's important, and what's not. And a part of what guided me through all those twists and turns and church were it was an, what feels like an internal compass. That small, still voice within me, nudging me forward, even when the path was unclear. It's what led me to your doorstep 2 years ago. And it's also what tugs me to the next chapter now. Everything we touch, we change. And everything we change, changes us. You have changed me just as I have changed you. It's one of the gifts, one of the promises of relationship. And even though our relationship is changing shape and I will no longer be one of your ministers come September, everything that we've shared, every healing service and joyful song that moved into a little dance party in the sanctuary, every conversation in the hallway or Zoom, each class and small group, all of the tears, and each and every instance that we embodied justice, it will all stay with me because it has shaped me in some way. We have imprinted each other. And I want to offer my gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your stories and your life, for your vulnerability and your passion, for your difficult questions, for your brave leadership and willingness to look within yourself. Thank you for bringing homemade cookies to the church kitchen. Thank you for singing your heart out and for partnering with me in this ministry. There's so much about change that's out of our control, right? And one of those things that feels present for me today is the fact that I can't say goodbye to you in person this morning, right? Despite my deepest wishes, this one wasn't budging. But I see you on gallery view. I'm looking at you all on gallery view right now. And so what does this mean for me? This tugging that I'm listening to calling me outside of congregational life toward the earth, toward the land. As I've shared with many of you, the earth is one of my greatest teachers. And I hope to grow as a listener as I press my heart and ear to the earth and grow in courage to speak what I hear. I don't know what all the specifics look like just yet, but I do plan to commit to building local community in Boulder and engaging in faith-rooted movements to shift power and resources, to dismantle white supremacy culture, to reimagine and build new structures for being humans together. I plan to do one-on-one and group work with folks to support the journey of dying well. I hope to guide people in their dying process with plant medicines and companion loved ones living with loss. I hope to deepen my connection with my own ancestral lineages and lead from this place of interdependence. I also plan to learn what it means to collect and chop wood from Andy and to find ways to sing with my four nieces and nephews over Zoom. I hope to preach and support congregations virtually, to engage UU the Vote this fall, to support voter turnout, and learn how to serve this faith in new ways. And I'm also trying to hold it all a little loosely. Take a deep breath. and to pause. Today and probably through August, I hold both joy and sadness in my heart at the same time. Joy in following the tug on my heart and sadness in closing a chapter and saying goodbye. But I don't mind the sadness because it's connected to the love. It is the love, just in a different form. The love that I have for you and the love that we share. And even though our relationship is changing shape together, we are part of a faith movement siding with love, risking for love, committed to the transformative power of love. At a moment when nothing else could be more important. Amen. I love you. And may it be so. And I have a few more things I want to say to you and share with you this morning. And I invite you to bear with me in my connection. And if my video starts to go blurry, I'm going to reset it and we're going to keep going, okay? Just in the past couple of decades since I used to sing that song in my youth group, so much has changed about what I believe, what's important, and what's not. And a part of what guided me through all those twists and turns and church were it was an, what feels like an internal compass. That small, still voice within me, nudging me forward, even when the path was unclear. It's what led me to your doorstep 2 years ago. And it's also what tugs me to the next chapter now. Everything we touch, we change. And everything we change, changes us. You have changed me just as I have changed you. It's one of the gifts, one of the promises of relationship. And even though our relationship is changing shape and I will no longer be one of your ministers come September, everything that we've shared, every healing service and joyful song that moved into a little dance party in the sanctuary, every conversation in the hallway or Zoom, each class and small group, all of the tears, and each and every instance that we embodied justice, it will all stay with me because it has shaped me in some way. We have imprinted each other. And I want to offer my gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your stories and your life, for your vulnerability and your passion, for your difficult questions, for your brave leadership and willingness to look within yourself. Thank you for bringing homemade cookies to the church kitchen. Thank you for singing your heart out and for partnering with me in this ministry. There's so much about change that's out of our control, right? And one of those things that feels present for me today is the fact that I can't say goodbye to you in person this morning, right? Despite my deepest wishes, this one wasn't budging. But I see you on gallery view. I'm looking at you all on gallery view right now. And so what does this mean for me? This tugging that I'm listening to calling me outside of congregational life toward the earth, toward the land. As I've shared with many of you, the earth is one of my greatest teachers. And I hope to grow as a listener as I press my heart and ear to the earth and grow encouraged to speak what I hear. I don't know what all the specifics look like just yet, But I do plan to commit to building local community in Boulder and engaging in faith-rooted movements to shift power and resources, to dismantle white supremacy culture, to reimagine and build new structures for being humans together. I plan to do one-on-one and group work with folks to support the journey of dying well. I hope to guide people in their dying process with plant medicines and companion loved ones living with loss. I hope to deepen my connection with my own ancestral lineages and lead from this place of interdependence. I also plan to learn what it means to collect and chop wood from Andy and to find ways to sing with my four nieces and nephews over Zoom. I hope to preach and support congregations virtually, to engage UU the Vote this fall to support voter turnout and learn how to serve this faith in new ways. And I'm also trying to hold it all a little loosely, to take a deep breath and to pause. Today and probably through August, I hold both joy and sadness in my heart at the same time. Joy in following the tug on my heart and sadness in closing a chapter and saying goodbye. But I don't mind the sadness because it's connected to the love. It is the love, just in a different form. The love that I have for you and the love that we share. And even though our relationship is changing shape together, we are part of a faith movement siding with love, risking for love, committed to the transformative power of love. At a moment when nothing else could be more important. Amen. I love you. And may it be so.